Looks like the Warriors are headed for new owners. Eric Watson, who picked them up 17 years ago, is on the verge of cutting a deal with a bloke called Paul Davies. Suggestion is the deal could be done by the end of the week. So what's it all mean? Former Warriors coach Tony Kemp's with us. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
This good news or too early to tell?
Oh, look, I think it's too early to tell, Mike, to be honest. I doubt whether it'll take a week to sort out. It takes you about, 8 weeks to buy a house. You know, it's going to take a lot longer to buy a franchise in the NRL.
What do you know of this Davies guy?
Oh, I don't know a hell of a lot, other than he's a good friend of Peter Brown, who was a teammate of mine on the New Zealand side, and they've got a few childcare centres together. So, he's not in the profile category as Eric Watson or Graham Hart, put it that way.
Yeah, but he's a league man, though.
Well, he's a league man. The comment I liked from him yesterday was that the game meant a hell of a lot to New Zealand, and it deserves a team that's winning on the football field, because it goes down through the fabric of rugby league in this country. And I like that. I think that's a really good statement.
And does an owner, because you can't, I don't think you can criticise Eric Watson for not being a passionate owner, does an owner fundamentally change the culture of a club?
No, not at all. I think commercially they're up in the top three commercial clubs in the competition. So,
yeah.
What's wrong is their football department, and that's probably where he's going to spend most of his time trying to change that.
And that's the issue I saw. My understanding is he wants to own 100% of the club, but Doyle's got a slice of that action as well. Does that mean Doyle goes, or he just accepts that he doesn't own the club anymore? Is that a problem?
Oh, you know, you can be a minority shareholder. You don't have to sell your shares if you're a shareholder. So I actually think that Jim's the right bloke to run that club. He's doing a good job on it commercially, and unfortunately he's struggling with the football side of it. So a slight change of direction in the on-field category should see the betterment of that club. Changing the owner ain't going to make a difference to winning or losing games.
Well, that's going to
take a lot longer.
That's true, but I do wonder if a local owner might help as opposed to an owner who's in London.
Well, I know Eric when I first walked into the club, when Eric bought the club, there was me, an office lady, the CEO, and a head coach. So there's only four of us. So change is inevitable, Mike. And Eric was a passionate owner. Although he's not in this country, I used to produce reports for him every week when I was coaching the club. He was hands-on, but he was hands-on from afar.
Yeah.
And you know, being in New Zealand is a definite bonus, because you're face-to-face. You're eye-to-eye. So
exactly.
That would help. But it would also put it'll take a smart man not to create the wrong type of pressure in a club that's already fragile.
That's a very good point. Well done, Tony. Appreciate your time as always. Tony Kemp, former Warriors coach. And the exciting thing about a new owner is, of course, that means that 2018 is our year. Very, very exciting. So we'll look forward to the details being ironed out, and the whole thing will be sorted out, and we'll be on our way to the championship.
Cannot wait.
Next year.